This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 633, Allied Arrival. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from Pops Adorbs, Rides to Mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA.
Coming to you from the exotic land known as Canada, you're listening to another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, the commander of the Fell and master of demons, Fandeth, the still not a meat shield, Toasty, and the High Priestess of the Everlight, Allie.
But I'm not from Canada.
It's okay, we'll make it work. You're an honorary Canadian. Ahem. Bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft, this is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Toasty. How are you, Toasty?
I hurt so much.
Well, yeah, that does happen sometimes. Though, please tell us the story of how you hurt.
So we had a couple people in town for like learning sessions with the other QAs in our group, because they're newer QAs. Mm-hmm. And we figured we're going to do team building while we're at it. So we did this. We went to this place called Activate Games. I think like basically it's different games where you get points and stuff like that. It's advertised like an escape room, but like there's points and stuff like that involved. So one of them, there was a wall climbing thing. You know, I had the little handholds and footholds and all that other stuff. And we had to walk around we had to climb around the corner without touching the floor, all while making sure to hit the blue handholds. So we were doing that, and we were making pretty good time until we rounded the last corner when somebody slipped and was trying to get hold, so we were held up a little bit. And then I was the last one, so the time was running low, and we had a couple seconds left, and I was still a little bit away, like 2 or 3 feet away. So instead of just climbing faster, I decided to jump off. Now, it's worth pointing out that I used to rock climb a lot when I was younger. Like, not just rock wall climbing, legitimate rock climbing when I was younger. I rappelled some cliff faces and climbed up them and all that other good stuff. So I'm not inexperienced with it. But I'm inexperienced in it when I'm wearing improper shoes. So I was wearing my skate shoes, as I always do.
Yes.
They didn't have the best grip. So my foot slipped, and basically, like, my foot slipped, and my ankle and my foot, like, it ended up where, like, my toes were almost touching my shin. It flexed that much. Didn't break anything, thankfully.
Ow.
But oh my god, is it a major sprain. I don't think I tore anything. But that foot is just, it's real messed up right now. On Saturday, it was 5 different colors.
Can I make a suggestion?
What's that?
Don't do that next time, eh?
Yeah, probably. Well, now that I know what to expect from that, I will wear shoes appropriate for rock climbing.
Yeah, we have an Activate over in our end of town here as well.
That's where we went.
Oh, the one over by Westwood there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had fun with all the games. Unfortunately, there was some that I couldn't do because the wall climbing one was the second room we did.
Ouch, that's not good.
Yeah, so we were there for 2 hours, and for most of it, I was just limping my way through it. Still finished everything that we could. A couple that definitely needed me to run around wasn't doing that. There were a couple that I could have gotten away with doing because it was just crawling on the ground, but I worried about my ability to get up after the fact. So we skipped those. But yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I still had a lot of fun, and you know, I'd probably do it again. I'd probably just skip the wall climbing one if I don't have the proper footwear. Or maybe I just won't jump at the end.
You know, I'm thinking that sounds like a smart plan. Either one of those. Probably yeah. The not jumping is probably the smarter one, though.
Probably. I temporarily forgot that I am 14 years older than I was when I last rock climbed, and, like, significantly heavier. That probably contributed to all the things.
I'm going to say that definitely led to some problems there, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sorry to hear you're in pain. Hope you recover quickly. And are you, like, able to get around and stuff? Like, are you still able to
move around again? I'm still walking around and all that. The first day, I probably should have had crutches. But because I was rock climbing and I was using my hands to hold on to everything real tight, my hands were super jacked up, too.
Ooh, yeah.
So I couldn't grip anything properly. So crutches on the first day would have been really hard.
Gotcha. And how you doing there, Allie?
I'm good.
Doing better than Toasty, at least, right?
Doing better than Toasty, which is funny because I'm a huge klutz, so I feel like it would normally be me sharing this story, but no, I'm doing better than Toasty. No, I'm good. It's daylight savings time is a little rough, but for some odd reason, this time it didn't hit me too hard. And I don't know if it's because I stayed up late one night and that just like messed everything up, so I was tired anyways. I don't know, but I will take it because daylight savings time is stupid.
I agree with that. Yeah. I hate daylight savings time.
Like, I was born in a state where we didn't have that, so it's silly and be gotten rid of. But I'm good. And I'm happy to be here, and I had a good day, and it's a new week, and I'm excited to take life on.
That's good to hear. I'd be happy to abolish daylight savings time anytime. I would be very happy. I just like losing time.
Yeah. Although I will say it is nice. Like, if we got rid of it, I would like to keep it, like, now, as is. I don't mind, you know, walking the dogs when it's kind of dark and getting to see the sunrise. And it's nice to come home at 6 o'clock with light still out. It's great. So, you know, just keep it as is now.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan. We'll go with the alley plan there. Good call.
Anyways, how are you doing, Medros?
I'm existing. that's all I... yeah. I'll be good with that. That's my answer. How was your weekend, WoW, Allie?
Fantastic. My guild, my raid team, got normal Jaina down, and it was the ugliest pull you've probably ever seen. There were like maybe 5 people out of, I think, 17 alive, but we beat her and we got her down, which was super exciting.
Awesome.
And that was the highlight of my week. You know, the typical, I'm working on my Dark Iron Dwarf. It's 107 now. She's been cruising along. Unfortunately, that leveling challenge ends tomorrow. And I didn't quite get to 120, but that's okay. I had a lot of fun. And she's almost 110, which is awesome. And I really like Red Pallies. They're pretty awesome. And I'll still get her to 120. She's close enough. Of course, I'm going to finish it.
Cool. I'm glad that you have acknowledged the best class out there.
Oh, I never denied. That was an awesome class. I don't know if I'd say best class. That's a really, really big word to be using. But
best is not a very big word, actually. It's like 4 letters.
That's 2 words, Ellie.
The meaning behind it.
Oh, significant meaning, not size. Yes. Okay.
I know it's a 4-letter word.
I'm just clarifying. I'm really clarifying. Well. I know you do. I'm just clarifying. Just want to be clear here. That's all.
Yes, yes. I don't know if I would say best, but honestly, they are a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And I never said they were bad, so I don't know why you're coming after me.
All right. And how about you, Toasty? How was your week?
It was really... I was doing a lot of WoW stuff until Thursday. Thursday kind of derailed my plans a little bit.
See, I think you'd play more WoW once you injured yourself, because there's not a lot more else you can do other than sit around.
When you have an injury like that, you have to elevate your foot, and typically you want it elevated above your heart.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do sitting at a desk. I mean, doable, but really hard.
That probably explains why some of my injuries take so long to heal.
Yeah, when you injure yourself like that, you simply putting your foot up on a stool or something like that, where it's just a foot and a bit off the ground, isn't enough. You want to make sure that you elevate it above your heart level. So, yeah. After Thursday, my WoW time was kind of, like, almost non-existent. I tried logging in on Saturday for a little bit just to like not be sitting on my couch or in my bed all day, because I was getting kind of stir crazy. But those didn't last long. The when I did log on, I finished off the World Quest weekly event, so got my 20 done and got the stupid 1,000 war resources that I never run out of anyway.
So you got the quest? Good job, Toasty.
See, here's the funny part. I almost forgot about it. But
I would have died of laughter if you had forgotten.
If you forgot, it was not through lack of our attempting to remind you.
So I know I remember to pick it up when I went to turn in one of the supplies needed called like Proudmoore quests. Like, oh, there's a quest here. There's a little quest marker just a little bit away. What is that? World quest. Oh, right. I should pick that up. Because it's the world quest. So I did that and then turned in the supplies needed. So yeah, I ran through that. Got 1,000 war resources, whoop-de-doo. The three emissaries I did all gave me gear, which was nice. I did get one that procced higher. I can't remember what it procced now off the top of my head.
Was it your legs, maybe?
Might have been.
That's Warforged.
My legs were Warforged a while ago.
Okay, so probably your gloves then, because your gloves are also Titanforged.
Yeah, it was my gloves.
Alright, so your gloves are 400 now.
Yeah. And everything else was... it did proc, but it didn't proc high enough for me to, like, or in pieces that I needed to replace, so whatever. I scrapped those for mats. And then I did the Darkshore Warfront. Got myself a belt out of that. So that was a 400 belt. Didn't proc any higher. And the reward for completing it didn't proc any higher. So, hey, I got 400. I'll take that.
For sure.
And then I attempted to queue up for LFR while doing all that stuff, but it just never proc'd for me. And I was always doing these at night. So, you know, I had to be responsible and go to bed at a decent hour. Didn't end up getting LFR done again, which was kind of sucky. But hey, I wasn't really online for anybody. Like, when I noticed people were online was after I was hurt.
Yeah.
And I was stuck in bed, so like I couldn't do my Mythic Pluses either, which I was kind of bummed about because I was actually really looking forward to doing Mythic Plus. I've done it a few times now, again, kind of get back into it, because I don't know, for a little while, I just wasn't grabbing my interest. I knew the option was available to me, I just, you know, yeah. And, yeah, last week, I was really feeling it, but I couldn't do it. So I'm hoping to do it this week, because I don't have to elevate my foot as much anymore. So, yeah, I think I'm sitting at 490... Oh, no,
392.
Okay. Yay, 392.
Nice.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Not bad for just world questing and stuff like that.
I'm 393 after a bunch of raiding, but that's because I have horrible luck. But I got a couple ups this week, so that's pretty exciting.
Nice.
Awesome.
How did your gear getting go, Petros?
My week in WoW was good. I spent some time, while taking breaks from editing this week, I spent some time going around to alts, knowing that the per server cap was being removed, so I could have all my characters on one realm. I basically went around to various alts and basically stripped the most stuff, auctioned what I could, deleting characters when I was able to do so, and spent some gold and bought some pets, because that's really the only thing I could really find was a viable way of transferring something I actually wanted from those realms. I had like a couple servers that had a few thousand gold, and I think I bought about 45 pets. So that was good. And did some world quests, did some emissary stuff. Nothing too exciting, but I enjoyed it overall. It was good times. And I feel bad. I do feel a bit bad, Toasty, because I want to mention what I got, but then I feel like a jerk because you were injured.
Didn't you already mention what you got on Twitter? I remember that exchange.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Was it a 415 trinket? Something like that?
I know that was on my alts. Though I will point out my alts all have decent gear at this point. Like, even my hunter has good, my druid has good, my demon hunter has 388 eye level. I think my druid has 389, my hunter is at 388 as well. So they're all doing very well. I'm very happy with all how they're all sitting at this point.
Okay, but how about your main?
My main? Well, my main's doing pretty good. He's doing all right. I'm shocked that nobody has yet called me up for the fact that I have at least one piece that has no socket, and I have no enchants on almost anything that I have.
I've long given up on doing that.
Fair enough.
If you were actually raiding, I'd call you on it, but you're not, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care about. I mean, I'm sure that they're much stronger, but what do I need to be stronger for? I'm already killing things pretty fast.
Yep, that is accurate.
So, I did the Darkshore Warfront. Now, I have 8 of 14 items that can be upgraded by an eye level 400 item. I have my belt, my legs, I have 2 rings that could use an upgrade, I have a trinket that could use an upgrade, and I have my cloak that could use an upgrade, as well as my weapon. My weapon could also use an upgrade to an eye level 400 item. I have 6 items that are already 400 or better, and are not going to get improved unless they are a proc. I'll give you one guess what I got out of my Warfront on Darkshore 400 eye level piece.
I really don't want to guess. I'm happy with what I got from my Warfront. I don't want to guess what you got.
Did you Titanforge something?
Well, I'm sad to say no, I did not.
Okay.
I got another pair of eye level 400 boots.
All right, I'm okay with that.
So I did not get an upgrade there. I did get upgraded in another place, but I'm only currently up to 395 eye level.
Hey, Medros.
Yes, Ali, how can I help you today?
Hey, you sound so exasperated by me. I just want to point out that Zeph is calling you out in chat for being lazy.
All right. Yeah. Why not? I'm lazy. Yes, that is entirely the reason. I am lazy.
Just pointing that out, you know.
Yeah. No. Right. Cool. I can own it. I am lazy.
We're on the same page. It's all good.
Yeah. I'm lazy. I don't need it. Like I'm already strong enough. It's not really gonna do me any good. I'd rather sell those gems to other players and make the gold. But yeah, my gear Didn't change all that much. I gained one eye level. I think there was a couple of, like, 5 or maybe 10 eye level upgrade items throughout the week. But I do have a Tortolan emissary quest, I noticed, before the show today. So we'll see.
Yeah, I may have to go do that after we record.
I mean, yeah, I do have 2 rings and a trinket that are $395 that could use an upgrade. Oh, come on. If I get another trinket, it's probably gonna be the same one I already have. That's how my luck is most of the time.
Here's hoping.
What you're saying is, here's hoping that I don't get another 425 ring or something, right?
Yep.
That's totally what he's saying, and I'm totally behind him on that one.
And Toasty, just in case you ever wonder, the episode 633 is where you want to remember why last week happened. That's an example of why last week happened.
Well, I'm aware.
All right.
I give you enough crap all the time that I deserved last week.
All right. Glad we're on the same page on that one. But yeah.
But now I've paid my dues, so I'm good to go for a little while.
You paid for a few episodes, at least.
Okay, so give me a few more episodes.
Oh, but you're still way back ordered on the payback, though. So
that's fine. It's fine. You haven't tried to call those in before, so you know it's okay.
This really just gives Will more time to prep.
Hey, Will. I'd like to make next month, or say maybe starting with Toshi's birthday episode next week, 1 month of you on the show every week. How does that sound to you? Let me know. But yes, my week was pretty good. Like I said, I got a lot of new pets. I actually completed a Raid with Leashes one simply from buying everything on the auction house. I can't remember which one it was, though. So I totally forget. But it was pretty funny, actually. I'm like, oh, okay, so that's something, I guess. And yeah, so it was pretty decent overall, I think. I enjoyed my time and sold some of the shows. I will say Dalaran has some very interesting pet pricing.
How so?
A lot of your stuff sells real cheap. A lot of pets that on my server would resell much higher sell really low there.
Oh, interesting.
Sadly, it's not super helpful when it comes to other stuff, but another thing I did is I went around and on all 4 of my max level characters who have lots of gold, I went over to Dalaran in Northrend and bought the ring. So they all have the ring, the Dalaran ring achievement unlocked. Just to make sure I can get there if I need to, ahead of Portal Apocalypse coming in today. But yeah, that was about my weekend WoW, so.
Cool.
All right, so let us talk about our first sponsor, shall we? Our newest sponsor is Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures for a bunch of Blizzard universes, from Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzardverse, like Doctor Who, Star Trek, and Sherlock. I like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week our Funko Pop was chosen by Allie. Now, you wanted a specific character's Funko Pop to be our choice for this week, correct?
I sure did.
And who did you choose?
I chose Moira from Overwatch.
All right. There's a picture of the Moira Funko Pop there in our Discord chat. Tell us what you like about this Funko Pop.
Well, I just like Moira. Like, I've been getting into Overwatch more lately, and she's one of my mains that I play, and she's pretty great. But I like that it shows the representation of, you know, the yellow ball and the purple ball, and just, it's, her poise is totally just her, and it's pretty great. I like it a lot.
Ellie, I do have one question in regards to your Overwatch character choices. Do you also play a lot of Zenyatta?
I have in Mystery Heroes, and every time I get him, I enjoy it. I haven't explored too much in Quick Play yet, but maybe, because I have fun with him in Mystery Heroes. Are you going to make a certain joke about...
Like throwing balls? Yeah.
Doing things with balls, yeah. You know, I this is a PG show, so I'm not going to say anything else on that matter.
I appreciate that.
Well, I thought you might. We'll talk later, Toasty.
Okay. All right, if you want to check out this Funko or any of the others, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA and use Shop10 to save 10%. And I want to thank Funko for their support of the show. Now, without breaking any requirements, restrictions, or limitations of the content on the show, Allie, please do tell us what's coming up this week in WoW.
Hey, I'm not breaking anything. Just saying. So this week in WoW, we have the return of Wrath of Time Walking, the 12th through the 18th. So if you haven't gotten your Wrath mount yet from Time Walking, or if you just need some extra badges for the new mounts coming out for the new Time Walking, it's a great week to do that. As well as what everyone pretty much knows, 8.1.5 is coming out tomorrow, March 12th, at the time of this recording, which is super exciting, and there's a lot of great things coming up with that, so it's going to be an awesome week in WoW.
Great, I'm glad to hear that. All right, so time to talk about some news, I think. Do you guys like professions in Battle for Azeroth? Do you feel like they're fulfilling and rewarding?
Well, I haven't capped either of them, so no.
There are aspects that are rewarding depending on your profession and what you do in game. Like, I know alchemists have a great time making flasks and cauldrons and everything. I work really hard to make bags for all of my guildies and officers and everything, so but there are other aspects of professions that make that difficult. So, you know, it's kind of hit and miss.
I like professions in general. I have not enjoyed them this expansion. I have at least two professions right now on characters that are basically waiting for the raid level requirements for the creations that I can actually make to be removed so that I can actually get to 150. It is incredibly frustrating. And yeah, it's I like making gold. I'm not making a lot of gold, and I've really felt like this expansion is probably the worst one profession wise of any expansion I've ever participated in. And unfortunately, it is a gradual decline, which is unfortunate. But it is what it is, and it's what you gotta do, I guess. But they have announced that they are basically bringing in some profession quests this coming patch that arrives tomorrow. Reminder, the patch arrives tomorrow, guys, in case you didn't know. And basically each profession is gonna have an item that you can get through a quest. Now, you must be level 120 to start this quest, and you must be 150 in the profession in BFA tier in order to get the quest to start this stuff. I do believe there's also some changes coming to improve the other side of it, which is the actual getting to 150 part of it. I think there are some profession created items that either have their mats reduced or some items removed from their mat list for items that will get them up to 150. Which I'm hopeful of, because it's really not pleasant to do some of the stuff in professions in this expansion. For alchemists, you'll be able to make the Silas's Sphere of Transmutation, and that will concentrate the sphere to transmute it into another object for 1 hour. And the options are Silas's Stone of Transportation, Silas's Decanter of Disguise, Silas's Vial of Continuous Curing, and Silas's Potion of Prosperity. And each one will have a unique aspect of it, and all of them will allow you to interact with various cauldrons on Kul'Thras and Zandalar. Blacksmithing will have the Khazgorian Smithing Hammer, which will allow the user to repair a piece of their equipment instantly. When crafting blacksmithing armor or weapons, there's a chance it will be given the indestructible property as well. Enchanting gets Ewan's Enchanting Rod, and will use a veiled crystal to animate an inert golem and gain extra resources when disenchanting. Engineering will get the Uber Spanner, and it will summon an Uber Construct to assist you for 20 seconds, either an improved target dummy, a Sentry MK... Sentry Mark X 8.0, and a short fused boom bot. Inscription gets a Sanguine Feather of Lanathel, which will give you 1 of 4 blood constructs, as well as restoring your own health as it works. It will summon an Avatar of Sacrifice to heal by your side, an Avatar of the Blood Guard to act as a tank, an Avatar of Bloodshed to attack in melee range, and an Avatar of Oblivion to attack as ranged DPS. Jewel Crafting will get the Jewel Crafter's Focus, which gives extra sockets from existing gear and interact with geodes to mine extra gems. Leatherwork will get a Mallet of Thunderous Skins, allowing you to interact with Drums of Primal Might, providing 1 of 3 buffs, and also grants a personal heroism haste buff on a 1-hour cooldown. The 3 options there are Primal Might Turtle's Endurance, which reduces all damage you take by 10% and increases health by 10% for 30 minutes. Primal Might of Beast Fury, which increases primary stat by 400. And Primal Might Cat's Quickness, which increases your movement speed by 15% for 30 minutes and reduces damage from falling. And lastly, tailoring gets a synchronous thread, which helps you acquire extra cloth from rifts on Kul'Thras and Zandalar, and you can resurrect outdoors via temporal recall and purchase removed old world tailoring patterns. So that's going to be very interesting. Have you guys taken a look at any of these things?
I've taken a look at some of them. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little jealous of the Jewel Crafters thing, because hey, if that means what I think it means, like extract sockets from existing gear, I assume that means that I can just, you know, take gems out of existing gear so I don't have to destroy them every time I restock it. That would be nice. I'm a little jealous of that. The engineering one, I'm kind of on.
It does say, using the focus, carefully extract an embedded gem from one of your socketed items.
I would be more jealous of that one if socketed items were a little more available.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but at the same time, like, when I upgrade my ring. When I upgrade my ring, I don't want to have to pay for another 400 strength gem, because those are a little spendy.
Right. My main is a tailor, and I'm pretty happy with the tailor one. I'm good with that.
Yeah. There's nothing for the gathering professions, so if you're double gathering... Well, that's fortunate.
Yeah. Like I'm tailoring herbalist on my main, but that's so I can farm for guildies and
trade,
because flasks are important. So, yeah. But that's okay. I mean, none of the gathering professions got these things. So, and personally, I've always enjoyed profession quest lines, which I know is an unpopular opinion. But it's more story, and it puts a little story into professions. So personally, I like it a lot.
Yeah, I guess the engineering one is sending us back to that scrap heap, which is kind of cool, because that's going to be a big thing in 8.2, because that's where Mechagon is. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think for the dual gathering players, I kind of feel like they are making a choice there to not be a crafter, and this is kind of one of the downsides to that. They made that choice. I don't feel super bad for them, unfortunately.
Well, they also made the choice to, in most cases, like, unless you're gathering for guild reasons, if you're gathering to sell it, they made the choice to make more money, so...
Yep.
This just kind of boosts up all the other professions that feel a little weak this expansion.
Yeah. I don't feel like crafters are hard gatherers are hard pressed at this point. I believe the crafters are where the love was needed. So I agree with that distinction. But yeah, definitely check out these quest lines. Again, you have to be 120 and level 150. Sorry, player level 150 and professional level 150. Sorry, let me rephrase that. You need to be player level 120 and profession level 150 in order to get these quests, and they will launch with 8.1.5 in the morning. All right, let's talk about portals. Since we haven't talked enough about portals lately.
Well, this isn't specifically a portal. This is in reference to how you can get around in a reduced portal world, because that's going to be our reality starting tomorrow. So just a reminder, starting tomorrow, the following portals are going to be removed from some of the old cities. So Caverns of Time, Dalaran Crater, Hellfire Peninsula, Karazhan, Vale of Eternal Blossoms, and Wormrest Temple Dragonblade. Now, a lot of people are like, hey, but I go to those places to farm stuff. How do I go in there? And how am I going to get there, you know, efficiently? Well, Bowhead's got you covered. For the Caverns of Time, the main way to get there is going to be by taking the Ulduum portal, which was added in the Cataclysm, and that's thankfully still intact. Just take the portal and fly east. There's also the Shattrath portal in Stormwind and Orgrimmar. You can take that and go to World's End Tavern, and you can speak to Zephyr, and you'll be teleported to the Caverns of Time. That it should be noted that in order to utilize that, you need to be revered with the Keepers of Time faction. And if you're an engineer, specifically a gnomish engineer, there's the ultra-safe transporter for Gadgetzan, and that will take you to Gadgetzan, which, of course, is a short flight away from the Caverns of Time.
I'm just going to point out one small issue here. Any engineering thing that says ultra-safe, do not trust it. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, probably.
So, before we continue on here, I'm hearing... What is this? You were now a guild master there, Toasty?
I was a guild master. That's something I talked about before.
Oh, okay. So you're not currently a guild master?
No.
Okay. Sorry, we'll provide a screenshot with no context. I need to clarify. Thanks, Will.
They voted me in as guild master. I don't think I showed any interest in guild master, but like it was a write-in ballot for everybody. We kind of just voted for who we thought would be a good guild master. And that was voted in. And then less than a year later, the guild fell apart. So, like...
anybody in the chat room have an issue with a write-in vote for who gets to be the best co-host of the show? I'm willing to take off the crown.
Well, while we wait for everybody to answer that, we'll look at some of the other ways to get to the remove portal things. So Dalaran Crater, believe it or not, there are reasons to want to go to the old Dalaran Crater. First of all, it's a short trip to get to the Urathi Highland rares, which is nice. There are also some NPCs that drop pets and transmog, which people will be interested in. And of course, there are several dungeons that are within flying distance of that area. So for you to get there easier, the Horde doesn't really see a lot of impact by this because, you know, they've got Undercity that they can go to. So it's not too much more time. Alliance portal. Alliance players will have to take the Twilight Highlands portal from Stormwind, which is where the Cataclysm portals are. Then you can just fly over there. Mages are also able to teleport themselves there. Druids have Dreamwalk, which they can use to port to the Hinterlands. Dark Iron Dwarves will have the Bull Machine. Rogues have an ability called the Vault, which I wasn't aware was a thing. The Vault. Oh! Grants a chance for champions on successful missions to return with a vault ticket. Vault tickets grant you permission to loot a random reward from the Uncrowned Vault once a week, containing riches beyond your wildest dreams. Apparently, of those treasures includes a scroll of teleport to Ravenholt. And the paladins can get to Light's Hope Chapel in Eastern Plainlands by going to their class hall. So there you go. There are a bunch of ways for you to get to the Dalaran Crater. Hellfire Peninsula. For those of you who still want to go there, you might be looking to kill Magtheridon, who drags Tier 4 transmog. There's also some rares there that you want to kill for the Bloody Rare achievement. There are mage NPCs in place of the portals, the Blasted Lands, and the Stormwind. So, if you're Lance, you want to talk to the Honorhold Mage at the entrance of the Mage Tower, and they will transform and they will transport you there. There's also the Thralmar Mage for in Orgrimmar, which will transport you to the Blasted Lands right next to the Dark Portal. If you find yourself on Alternate Universe Draenor, so the Warlords Draenor, there are various locations that will port you to Outland via the ever-shifting mirror item, which you can buy for 500 Time Warp badges. There's also a bunch of different items that will allow you to transport to Outland for old content. There's the Dimensional Ripper there's the Dimensional Ripper Area 52 that comes with Goblin Engineering, and the Ultra Safe Transporter that transports you to Toshley Station for Gnomish Engineering. There's also the Blessed Medallion of Caribor, which you get from a series of Black Temple quests, and the Fractured Necrolite Skull that you can purchase with Time Warp badges, which will transport you to the Black Temple. Druids, again with their Dreamwalk, can go to Duskwood, which is close to the Blasted Lands, so you can get to Hellfire pretty easily. Dark Iron Dwarves can also use their Mole Machine, unless they get a pattern here.
But how do you control which one you're like which portal you're going through though?
For which druid?
Well, no, but like you're going to Blasted Lands. Currently, if you go to Blasted Lands, you can't get from Blasted Lands to Outland because the portal takes you to alternate universe Draenor.
It might be somebody you talk to. I can't remember exactly. I also don't remember.
Okay.
There's also Shattrath, which is easily accessible from the portal rooms, so, like, if you want to go to Hellfire, just go to Shattrath and fly there. That portal's still there. What else is there? Vale of Eternal Blossoms! There's a lot of stuff that transports you to Vale of Eternal Blossoms. Oh, jeez. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. So there's a new Jade Forest portal, you can go there. If you rent challenge modes and mists, you also have a bunch of items that can transport you to those dungeons. And again, Dark Iron Dwarves can use the Mole Machine. Wormist Temple in Northrend, like, go to Old Dalaran and fly south. Also, Druids with Dreamwalk, Dark Irons with Mole Machine. There is a pattern here, guys. And of course, you get those fancy rings, Rings of the Kirin Tor, and Jaina's Locket, which will transport you to Old Dalaran, and then you can just fly south. And I think that covers it. So yeah, I mean, we did lose a lot of convenience in being able to teleport directly to these areas, but there are, you know, I won't say as quick, because they're obviously not going to be as quick, but they're still decently quick methods of getting to those places. So, like, I don't know. I mean, personally, I always forgot about those portals and flew to these places anyway, so I'm not going to notice a huge difference. But I'm sure a lot of other people were more efficient with their time and used those portals a lot. So it's nice to know that it won't be as much of a slog as some people are making it out to be.
I do recommend if you go to the guild vendor in either Stormwind or, I'm assuming, Orgrimmar, there is actually a cloak you can buy that will transport you to Stormwind or Orgrimmar. So since these portal rooms are there, like, it's just a really nice, handy-dandy way to get to the portal room.
Yep, another good point. Also, Gil pointed out in chat that Zadormi is in the north of the Blasted Lands and will change the zone, so you can change the Dark Portal to transport you to Old or New Draenor. There you go. Moving on from portals, because, you know, lots of portal talk.
Before we do that, I just want to clarify. So, going back, if I go back to Stormwind from Borealis right now, if I take the portal in Borealis to Stormwind,
Am I going into the new portal room or into the current place, and then I have to travel through one of the big rings to get there? Like, I'm confused. So I'm clarifying.
It'll be the new portal room.
Okay. Because I was like, if I was going to the current place that I go to now, and then I have to walk backwards to get into the portal room, that seemed rather silly. But glad to hear that that's how it's going to be.
I mean, it's silly, but at the same time, you walk backwards. It's not going to be a huge waste of time.
My time is valuable, man. I don't have a lot of time. I'm so busy doing so many other things. Sorry. Sorry.
Man, Will's just going down a trip down memory lane in Discord chat right now. Posting old screenshots. I like our old ranking system. That was great. I can't read one of those ranks on this show.
Yes, please do not read rank 7. I'd really rather you don't.
Yeah, they as a GM, they made me rename it Tier Captain. There was a vote for that, too.
See, this is why you don't let your guild become a democracy. Just don't let it happen.
But that's how I made sure as many people were having as fun as possible.
How'd that work out for you?
Worked out well for about a year.
All right, then. Well, cheer Captain Toasty.
Can we change his name in the Discord to that? That would be amazing.
I mean, you can. I'm going to change it back. Anyway, portals aren't the only thing that's coming in 815, or portal rooms. The Brawler's Guild, which was a favorite thing of mine to do in the previous expansions, is coming back in 815. And of course, with the new season of Brawler's Guild, there's going to be a new bosses and whatnot to take on and beat your head against for a couple hours. As we've discussed previously on the show, the one of the big rewards for the Brawler's Guild in 815 is Bruce the Mount, which means I can Crocolis Mount. I'm happy about that. Oh, I love it. But so much.
You've had your eye on that thing for a while now.
Oh, man. You have no idea. I remember one of the first answers I sent in for ATA was my desire for a Crocolisk mount. I started listening to the show 9 years ago. Oh, that's a long time ago.
Dude, 12 years. Don't you start.
Anyway. So, with Brawler's Guild, we get a whole bunch of new bosses, and Brawler's Guild can be accessed, you know, in the ways we're accustomed to. So, Brawlgar in Orgrimmar and Bizzle's Brawl Pub in Deep Run Trab. You have to be level 120, and you have to have either a Bloodsucked Invitation or a Brawler's Pass, so make sure you get that. Some of the new challengers for this season are Farmer Zheng Su, the Hyper Mega Mecha Seagull 9000, or X9000, Mama Stormstout, Ouroboros, Philip Carter Tracy, Robe Robber Robert, Spymaster, Thog Hammerspace, and Tide Mistress Shellbreaker. So, yeah. I'm the Hyper Mega Mecha Seagull X9000.
Because stupid blinkety blink seagulls.
Because those stupid. Yeah, oh, those seagulls. I hated those so much. I look forward to killing that thing. Also, I never looked at any of the new boss models coming out, but I wonder what Ouroboros looks like. Because I think Ouroboros, if I remember right, is like it's a symbol of a snake eating itself. I wonder what that actually looks like.
I think it might be a worm type thing, because there is a boss in AQ that is a worm type thing that's like Ouro or something like that.
Oh, so like, Mag something in Black. Oh, which braid was that? I know what braid it is. I can't remember the name of it. The one that where you eventually have to fight Netherion and Anixia. Like zombie versions of Anixia and Netherion. What was the name of that raid? Oh, I can't remember now. But there was a big magma worm.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like that magma worm, maybe. Like, legitly, there is a boss in Temple of Ankaraj called Ouro, and it's O-U-R-O.
Okay.
This Brawler's Guild boss is O-U-R-O Boros. So I think it's going to be modeled after the AQ boss.
Oh.
I could be wrong, but that's my prediction.
Oh, you know what? It looks like it is. Oh, wait. AQ
boss. I think he's going to be some kind of lava worm, because if you look at Wowhead and look at the sounds, they're all lava worm sounds.
Yeah, and I just clicked view in 3D, and it's a recolored lava worm. But granted, it's a cool looking green color. I like that color. But, like, I don't know. The idea of a boss eating itself, that could have been interesting. Anyway, I'm looking forward to beating my head against all these bosses, because, like, Brawler's Guild is so much fun, and, like, the previous rewards were kind of like, eh? But this one gives me a Crocolisk mount. God damn it, Will. Will, is it your mission in life to troll me?
So, for those of you listening to the recording, not knowing what's going on, this is an example of why you should come join us in Discord, like everyone else who is here tonight has, because Will has posted a picture of the little girl from Full House, you know, doing her, like, shrugging motion. You know, it's a huge meme, but there's a picture of Toasty's head right over her face. And it says, when the raid leader asks who pulled, and it's just Toasty's face right there, and it's just perfect and creepy all at the same time.
Anyway, yeah. Do Brawler's Guild in 815, because you get a kick-ass mount, and Bruce is amazing. Bruce is the second best thing coming in 815. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
But yes, Brawler's Guild's amazing. Absolutely love Brawler's Guild, so I'm super excited.
Well, I'll meet you in the Deep Run Trend then.
So, up next, we're going to talk about Warlords of Draenor time walking. There's a little debate on whether this is a good thing or not. There are some people who aren't quite ready to do Warlords of Draenor stuff again, but in my honestly biased opinion, these dungeons were pretty great. So we wanted to go into a little more detail since it is coming out, well, with 8.15 when, you know, this time walking comes around again. So the available dungeons for Warlords of Draenor time walking is Akhenoun, Bloodmaw Slagmines, Everbloom, Iron Docks, Shadowmoon Burial Grounds, and Skyreach. A lot of people have been asking if Grimrail was going to be in there. It's not in there. So that's going to make some people happy, some people sad, but it's not in there. The time walking vendors are going to be located in Stormshield or Warspear, depending on which faction you are. The mounts for them are badass. They're so cool. There's Beast Lord's Iron Tusk, which is, you know, an elephant mammoth looking thing with a really cool tusk. And Beast Lord's Warwolf, which has armor and flame and fire and stuff, and it's really cool. There's also two toys, the Apexis Focusing Shard, which on use, it says, some luminous latent power still lingers in the splinter of an Apexis Shard. So I don't know if that means you're going to be glowing all Apexis-like or whatever, I don't know. And the other one is Banner of the Burning Blade, which you have the Banner of the Burning Blade Clan. But obviously there's also the various, you know, rep items and gear and things like that to get through the Time Warp badges and heirloom as well. So really exciting, really great stuff, and I'm really excited this is coming out. I'm ready for it. What do you guys think?
Boo to no Grimrail Depot.
Yeah, on one hand, I really like Grimrail Depot. It's a really fun one. However, it's one that I don't know, kind of like Oculus. I don't know if I want to do that one in a pug.
I mean, most of my dungeon running back then was pugging. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
I mean, sometimes we went because people didn't understand like what we needed to do for the when the car opened up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was usually one wipe before we realized, hey, maybe we should talk about how this fight goes.
Right.
And more often than not, we get another second attempt. But yeah, I get that. Like, that one boss, there's a lot going on. You don't necessarily understand what to do right away.
Right.
And because it's on a train car, getting out of the stuff is not so easy. Because surprise, surprise, there's not a lot of room on a train car.
These other dungeons are really great, though. I'm excited to see them again. And I really like these mounts a lot. I'm going to get the Warwolf first. Like, I'm already saving all my badges for it. And it's good timing, because with Wrath Time Walking coming up, I can get more badges. Warwolf, because it's awesome.
Oh, man, I don't know what I want to get for the Time Walking badges. There's so many. Like, I've neglected Time Walking a lot. But yeah, I've been in a mount collecting mood lately. So it's just like, which one do I want to get? Like, I've been leaning towards the Mists mount. Because I like those Thunder Serpents.
Cool. Yeah.
But these wand ones, though. Decisions are hard.
Yeah, it really is. I tend to do time walking every time it's around, as long as, you know, real life allows me to. So I have most of the time walking mounts, so I think I'm in a good spot to save up for the Warwolf.
Do you have the Time Reaver? The random drop?
No, of course I don't have that. RNG and I are not friends, so why would I have that? I have plenty of guildies that have it, but do I? No.
I don't have it.
No. That requires you running dungeons, Medros.
Uh-huh. Which is why I don't have it.
Well, you can't really complain about it if you don't, you know, run the dungeons.
I wasn't complaining, I was just stating a fact.
Okay, all right. As long as we're both, you know, understanding.
Did I ever tell you the one time that I ran Firelands with Noxie's guild?
Oh, I remember that time. I don't want to talk about that time.
You got one of the mountains, didn't you?
Yep. I got a fire chicken.
You got the fire Enzu, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I really want that mount.
Hey, it dropped. I was told I had to roll. I said I didn't want to, but they insisted that I roll.
I'm happy for you, Medros.
You liar. You are lying. What's
gonna happen is I'm gonna mute in a second and say what I really feel, but I'm happy for you, Medros.
I too. Happy.
I'm sure you are both very happy for me until you mute yourselves. And
are you gonna tell me that you have Invincible next?
I do not have Invincible, no.
Good.
But I've only killed him once.
Good. So I have another friend that has it, and every time he puts it on, I just want to shake my fist at him. Anyways, so yay, more time walking. Good stuff. Woo. And also, apparently, Toasty used to post prop patch notes. So there's that also.
Also, our Twitter has become quite epic this evening. Thank you, Will. Thank you.
How much of this are you putting on Twitter?
An amount.
I only see one. All right. I'm good with the one.
I'm working on it. Don't worry. I'll be out by the end of the night.
All right. So our next topic is the next raid coming out, Crucible of Storms. It's not coming out yet. It's not coming out with 815. It's not coming out until April 16th. So this is another, you know, just short two-boss raid. It's over in Stormsong Valley. And it's kind of that transition small raid between Battle of Dazar Allure and the 8.2 Najdhatar raid, which I'm already excited for, and it's not even out. Because did you guys know I like raids and dungeons?
No, not at all. This is completely new information to me.
Never heard that before.
I didn't practically demand the topics I'm going to talk about tonight. No, no, not
at all. No, and I definitely don't go out of my way to assign dungeon and raid topics to you.
Yep, nope, not at all. So the raid will come out on the 16th. Raid Finder and Mythic Difficulty will come out on the 23rd of April.
So I have an important question for you, Ali.
Okay.
When will this raid come to Dungeon Fables?
In the year 2020 or 2021 at this point.
So what happens when you run out of dungeons to talk about?
You know, I actually get asked that question a lot. And I don't know yet. I've been given a lot of suggestions. You know, there's random things like Pandaria scenarios, or you know, I could talk about Battlegrounds. There's plenty of lore characters I could spend a whole episode talking about. So I have not really... I have these ideas brewing around in my head. I have no official answer yet. My original thought was I was just going to be done with the show. But I'm getting the hint that that's not what other people want. So I don't really know.
As a listener of the show, I do not accept this as a possibility.
Okay, then. I will keep that in mind. Thank you.
Also, with every new expansion, you have more dungeons to talk about.
I do. As I talked when I was on Realm Maintenance with Ro, I called it job security. So I get really excited every time there's a new raid that comes out because, again, job security. It's good stuff.
All right, Blizzard, so we need you to be releasing at least 3 dungeons and 1 raid every month for the next forever, how many years the game runs for.
I'm going to be podcasting when I'm 80. If I could be like Betty White when I'm older, I will totally keep podcasting. It'll be fantastic.
There you go.
I think it's safely say that if anybody can be like Betty White when they're older, they have won.
Yes. Oh, it's so true.
Hashtag life goals.
So, Toshi, are you saying that you want to be an old white lady when you get older?
I was speaking for Allie at that point.
Oh, okay. Just clarifying.
Fangirl in chat says, dungeon knitting patterns with Allie. I don't knit at all now. I don't know when I'm older if I'm going to be able to knit because I'll probably have like horrible arthritis from gaming all my life at that point.
Anyways. Yeah, it doesn't take that. I have arthritis now.
Yeah, I'm already showing it, so...
So would the patterns you knit be like the images of the dungeon or like the map of the dungeon?
The loading screen.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Maybe the loading screen, you know, maybe I can't even believe we're talking about this. Maybe the bosses themselves. There are some pretty unique bosses out there.
True.
You know?
Interesting. Good idea.
When I'm 80 and knitting, I'll get back to you on that.
You sound really good for someone who's that young if in a couple of years you're going to be out of stuff to do and be knitting at that point.
I said when I'm 80, because you're over here trying to get Blizzard to add so many things every month.
Oh, so you think the game's going to go to your 80. Okay.
Oh, dear Lord. Anyways, back to Crucible of Storms, because that's what we're talking about.
What's this?
This is a new raid coming out in job security for my show. So this raid will have 2 bosses, the Restless Cabal and Unat, the Harbinger of the Void. So without going into too many spoilers, this is going to be a pretty old god heavy raid, which means I'm even more excited about it because I love old god stuff. And there's going to be 2 zones, the Shrine of Shadows and the Tendrils of Corruption. So it's going to be pretty great. I'm really excited. This link we'll have in the show notes shows some of the abilities each of the bosses do and all that. We're not going to go into that right now. But it's going to be pretty awesome. There's some great gear dropping with it. Raid Finder will drop 375 to 380. Normal will drop 390 to 395 item level. Heroic will drop 405 to 410, and Mythic will drop 420 to 425.
And about what's the estimated time on World First for that dungeon, for that raid?
A day? If that.
I was figuring like an hour and a half.
The thing is, we don't know how hard the last boss is going to be on Mythic. So, chat's really distracting tonight. You guys are awesome. Kappa wants me to tell you guys how awesome it is to mind control the ads off the boat in the Jaina fight, because it is. So if there's some mind controlling I could do in this raid, I will be happy and do this raid forever.
Allie's gonna be farming it for gear, like, I in might. 14.2.
I yep. might.
Yeah.
You never know. Gil, your priest will love you. Mind controlling them. I make funny noises, apparently, according to my husband, when I mind control them off the boat and make them, like, jump off. I'm like, whee!
All right. Mr. Alley, I'd like to request a recording next time. Just a roll room recording next time Alley raids. I want to hear the sound.
How about no?
How about yes?
That's not how that works. You can't just, you know, say the opposite of what she says right afterwards and expect it to change.
I'll find a way to get a hold of her husband. It's fine.
Oh, dear Lord, I'm doomed. So, that's the raid coming out. Good things to look forward to. And if I remember right, I read somewhere that ahead of the curve for Battle of Dazar lore does not end when this comes out. You can still keep going for that until 8.2. So, no rush. You're good.
And welcome to the Ruby Sanctum raid of this expansion, where it means nothing.
Dude, there's going to be so much story with this. It's going to be so good.
All right. I can't wait to hear about it in, you know, 3 months.
It'll be more than 3 months.
All right. Well, are you guys excited for the new fandangled allied races coming next week or this week?
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. 100 times yes. Culture and Druid.
So are you then as excited or more excited, Toasty, for Aelor Costway to change your current druid into a Culturan druid?
Yes, queen.
Well, people were calling for this, and many were saying, and I would have said the same. I'll be honest, I would have said the exact same thing. Never going to happen. Blizzard knows people are going to be race-changing to Kul'Tiran or Zandalar. There's no way that they will do a sale on character services. Well, today Blizzard announced a sale on 3 character services that would impact on this. Race change, character transfer, and faction change. So, if you have the money to move all your characters over to one server, you now can. If you want to change your current paladin from Alliance to Horde to make a Zandalari, for some reason, you can. If you want to change your Tauren paladin to a Zandalari paladin, for some reason, you can. I don't know why you would, but you can.
It's too bad the character boost isn't on sale, because if you got tired of playing your paladin, you could boost a warrior. But, I mean, that's still full price, so you win some, you lose some.
Why would you waste your money, though, on a warrior? Like, why?
It's a smart thing to do.
Says you.
Yep.
All
that is
right.
Accurate. I did say that.
Yep. So, if you... This is, again, U.S. prices. Please understand that. Character transfers are down from $25 to $17.50. Faction changes down from $30 to $21, and race changes down from $25 to $17.50. And also, Battle for Azeroth is currently on sale as well. You can save 40% off of that, as well as 34% off of the World of Warcraft Complete Collection. So, go at it.
Okay, and the final bit of news this week is related to Classic WoW. Now, at BlizzCon, we learned that they were considering a 4-phased approach to release the content for WoW Classic. They have just announced that they are considering a 6-phase approach to releasing the content. So, in the first phase of WoW Classic, we're going to be looking at Molten Core, Onyxia, and Mardon. And the second phase, we're going to get Dire Maul, Azure Ghost, and Kha'Zix, Blackwing Lair, Darkmoon Fair, and the Darkmoon Fair decks will be released in phase 3. Zul'Garub and the Green Dragons will be in Phase 4. The AQ Ward Effort, the AQ Raids, Tier 0.5, and the Loot Revamp will be in Phase 5. And Naxxramas and the Scourge Invasion will be in Phase 6. Now, it should be noted that previously the PvP content was added in Phase 2 when this was announced at BlizzCon 2018. With this latest phase layout, there's no indication of what phase the PvP will be released in. So, yeah, you have that to look forward to for all you guys looking forward to playing Classic WoW. Nice to see there's going to be... I didn't even realize that the phase progression was a thing, because I didn't pay too much attention to Classic. To the Classic news coming out, but it's nice to see that there's, you know, a schedule there. To give it a more realistic experience when it comes to the timing of all this stuff. So we get to see stuff like the Aki War effort and at the appropriate time and all that other stuff. So yeah, that's cool. Rapidly running out of things to say on that, because like WoW Classic is not a huge thing for me, but you know, have fun with it, everybody else.
Yeah, I'm very interested in the fact they decided to change this, and I looked over their logic behind this, and it definitely makes a lot more sense. It is good to split some of that stuff up a little bit more than they had originally planned to, and it will make, I think, the overall duration of life for that content that they're introducing a little bit more plentiful and last a bit longer. You know, it'll be 6 months before things die out instead of 3.
Yeah, what I'm curious about is what happens after phase 6. Are they just going to kind of restart everything so that people can go through it again? I mean, that's something I'm curious about. I know with EverQuest, I think it was with EverQuest, they kind of have different servers going through the various events at different times. I'm wondering if that's something that they're thinking about doing with the WoW Classic content. I guess we'll have to wait and see for that. Either way, that is expected to be released sometime this summer 2019, which is like 3 months away. Oh god, that's only 3 months away. This year went by fast.
Well, 3 months in a week, yes.
Rounding down.
I'm sorry that you don't count 7 days as important.
Anyway.
Let's talk about our last sponsor, shall we?
All right. Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. This week marks 5 weeks until the Game of Thrones final season starts. So guess what? I'm going the predictable route and featuring the Game of Thrones books for the next 5 weeks. So, nice. So this week's pick is A Song of Ice and Fire, Book 1, A Game of Thrones. Let's have a listen.
Sir Waymar Royce was the youngest son of an ancient house with too many heirs. He was a handsome youth of 18, grey-eyed and graceful and slender as a knife. Mounted on his huge black destrier, the knight towered above Will and Garrett on their smaller garrons. He wore black leather boots, black woolen pants, black moleskin gloves, and a fine, supple coat of gleaming black ringmail over layers of black wool and boiled leather. Sir Waymar had been a sworn brother of the Night's Watch for less than half a year, but no one could say he was not prepared for his vacation, at least insofar as his wardrobe was concerned. His cloak was his crowning glory, sable, thick, and black, and soft to sin. "Bet he killed them all himself, he did," Garrett told the barracks over wine. "Twisted the little heads off, our mighty warrior." They had all shared a laugh. It is hard to take orders from a man you laughed at in your cups.
Yeah, he's unfortunately passed away since he recorded those.
No. All right, so, question of the week for this week was, what are your thoughts on the new portal room and the removal of select portals? Frasley says, I like the consolidation of portals in places like Stormwind, but I kind of wish they would just leave portals in older content. Some of those locations we won't visit again. Does it affect fantasy if we leave a few portals there? Kapo says, I've wanted zone-to-zone portals a la Diablo since day one, so anything short of that is annoying to me.
Gil said, I'm fine with them collecting all the portals in one place, but I enjoyed thinking of ways to get around using the various portals scattered around the world. The problem is that they didn't collect all of the portals. Caverns of Time is the biggest for me, but Karazhan and Ancient Dalaran will be missed as well. Akai CTR said, adding a centralized portal room is bueno, Deleting portals is no bueno.
Zeph says, we lost the Caverns of Time and Karazhan portals. I think that is the biggest focus from the player base. I understand what Blizzard is trying to do. However, I don't want to jump the gun until I see how things are mapped out in-game to have a final say whether I like it or not. I also watched the Soul So Breezy video about the portal situation and absolutely agree with him. If Blizzard took a look at all the portals we had at the end of Pandaria, the Shrine, and moving forward, I don't think we would have had as much of an uproar from the community at large. As he says in the video, I feel like it feels like a little too late type of situation. However, I'm willing to give it a go before I give feedback to Blizzard, before I begin to give / provide feedback. As a side note, if they are so worried about the portal situation and feel the need to remove portals, then why not utilize the rest of the world a little more, and it would remove the need to take the portals away, giving players incentive to utilize the portals that existed pre 8.1.5.
All right.
Good points.
Yes.
So our question for next week is, will you be leveling a Kul'Tiran or a Zandalari? If so, what class and why? This is Kul'Tiran Druid, because it's the only right choice.
I think those forms are awesome, but I'm also not looking to level a druid anytime soon, because I have a druid hordy that I'm working on. So I think I'm the only one making Kul'Tiran that's not a druid. I think I'm making a monk, because since you asked why, the Kul'Tirans, I feel like I put more of myself into the Kul'Tirans, given their body type. And so I can make a female Kul'Tiran, you know, put a lot of my personal stuff into her. And I like to drink, so I got Brewmaster. I also, you know, if my friends need a tank, I will tank for them, whether it be in-game or in real life. I like to help people, so I can heal and be a Mistweaver. Or if I need to just take people out, I'll just take people out. So Windwalker. So I can just do everything I want to do in my personal life in the game involving, you know, Brewmaster and drinking. So I'm pretty sure this is right up my alley, and I'm pretty excited to make my monk.
Awesome. What about you, Medros?
Not immediately, because I haven't unlocked them yet. Hopefully I can get those unlocked in the next few weeks and see if I want to play them. See. But I have lots of room, because I got a lot of the characters I deleted, so that's good.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing everybody's answers and explaining why they're leveling Kul'Tiran Druids.
And why I'm apparently not wrong for not doing it. Honestly, for Horde side, the Zandalari do look awesome. My Hordy is a Troll Druid. I'm half tempted to change her to Zandalari.
Yeah, the Zandalari Druid forms are very nice.
They are.
I mean, they're dinosaurs. And the bear form is like this weird turtle ankylosaur dinosaur thing. And honestly, when because we didn't get the Kul'Tiran Druid forms right away. Like,
right.
At that point, I was like, Zandalari have won the Druid form games. And then Kul'Tirans came, and like, well, no, not anymore.
See, if I didn't hate the Wicker stuff so much, I would actually consider converting my Worgen Druid over to a Kul'Tiran Druid, but I don't like the Wicker stuff, so it's not going to happen.
That's all right. You're allowed your wrong opinion.
As are you allowed yours about Paladins how paladins are most awesome, which you don't agree with. You're wrong. You're allowed to be wrong. It's fine.
All right. Glad we came to an understanding.
That you're wrong about paladins. Yeah. We agree. Yeah.
And you're wrong about the druids.
All right. All right. Time for shoutouts. Toasty, you first.
I don't know. Well, okay. First of all, shout out to, like, the chat room has been bouncing the past couple of weeks, and I am loving it.
Right?
Everybody's super active and just having fun in there, and that's what I love seeing.
You guys, all of you are awesome.
Shout out to Will for continuing to to provide everybody with snippets of my past that they're going to enjoy ribbing me on for
ever.
For a long time. And shout out to my high school because they're the champ. They're the city hockey champions, and that was great to see. glorious shutout. And yeah, of course I included a hockey thing. It's me.
All right. Hey, Allie.
Hey, what?
How are your abs doing?
We at least haven't completely sucked this section of the season, so I'm gonna have to be content with that for now.
But overall, they suck this year, right?
We've had sections where we did a great job, and sections where we sucked. So...
But the overall analysis sucked, right? Like, just like...
We have had suckier years.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's 2016-2017 abs. Because that was awful.
We have had worse years, so... That's why I am content with taking what I can from this year, and next season is a new season.
Now, you want to know what team really sucked this year? The Senators and the Kings. Especially the Kings. Man, how the mighty have fallen.
How's Vegas doing this year?
Oh, they're doing good again.
They're making the playoffs again, aren't they?
Oh man, that top line is ridiculous. Stone, Stastny, and I can't remember who else is on that line, but it's just Stone, Stastny, and Pacioretty. Oh my god, that is a filthy line. Filthy. I love it, but it's filthy.
All right.
Anyways, what are y'all's shoutouts?
Allie, how was you?
Mine is a slightly bit more personal this week. When I started podcasting, I thought my biggest fans, and as much as I adore them, only 3 or 4 of them actually listen to podcasts. And one of them messaged me on Discord on Sunday and was like, I listen to All Things Azeroth, and there's someone on there that sounded just like you. Was that you? And so that was insanely exciting for me. So shout out to my Guilty Thrill for listening to All Things Azeroth and realizing that it was me. That was kind of awesome, and it kind of made my day.
Well, definitely want to thank that listener. Awesome. All right, and my shout-out is going to be Will for bringing the awesome again. He wasn't on the show with us, but he definitely brought the awesome into chat, so I want to thank him for that. And, yeah. Thank you to all of our listeners. You guys have been doing awesome lately. It's really awesome. All right. Well, cheer, Captain Toasty. I think it's time for an outro.
All right. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at All Things As. Medros is at Medros. Fandeth is at Fandeth. Ali is at Aliandrus K. I'm at Toasty Posty Can. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And you can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of a patch.
Hopefully a healed ankle.
This podcast brought to you by Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2019. Get more at thedawnforge.com.